You've crushed it. You've made millions. But let us ask you something. If you stop working today, how long would it all last? For most people, that answer, it's not great.
Right now, everything you have built, your house, your car, the vacations you love, relies on you. If you stop, the money stops.
That's exactly why we created a community for people just like you. No fluff, no hustle or energy, just real self-made millionaires helping each other create wealth that actually lasts.
Ready to build a legacy? Join us now at join.builtbeyondme.com and take the first step towards lasting wealth.
Imagine this, no more grinding for another 10, 15, or 20 years just to keep everything afloat. What if your wealth could start working harder than you do?
In our community, we'll show you how to invest in income-producing assets like multifamily properties and build-to-rent developments. No messy tenant management, no complicated learning curve, just real scalable wealth.
It's not about making millions anymore. It's about keeping it, growing it, and passing wealth beyond you.
Don't just make millions, make them last. Build a future, build freedom. Join our community now at join.wealthbeyondme.com. And that is join.wealthbeyondme.com.
I'm going to help people who feel like they're running out of time. If you're financially stuck, you're not alone. But more importantly, you are not out of options. What I'm about to share with you isn't just a mindset shift. It's a master key.
Tommy and I'm Nancy. Together we make the Kitty Sisters. We're apartment syndicators, entrepreneurs, and educators with big dreams and a $300 million multifamily apartment portfolio. We're into helping successful entrepreneurs and founders who have a passion for real estate and $100K to $5 million to invest, all aiming to turn their business profits into a lasting legacy through income-producing asset investment. This is Cashflow Multipliers, a podcast dedicated to your financial freedom and the lifestyle you deserve.
If you've been circling the runway for years, waiting for the right time, the perfect plan, or just one more YouTube episode, this is your moment to take off. You see, most people think they're stuck because of income, inflation, or bad timing. But the truth, you're not stuck because of bad choices. You're stuck because you're resisting the start. The start stops most people. Let me repeat that. The start stops most people. They think they need confidence to move, but confidence doesn't create movement. Movement creates confidence. I've built a $400 million portfolio in 6.5 years and had a $45.2 million exit. But you know where it all started? Not with a trust fund, not with the perfect plan. It started with one decision. Start before you're ready. That's it. I learned one of the most powerful lessons of my life while hang gliding over the Swiss Alps, a place so breathtaking, it almost feels unreal. But what I remember most isn't the view. It was the moment before the launch. You see, hang gliding doesn't start with a peaceful glide off the mountain. It begins with something much more insane, a full speed sprint straight towards the edge of the cliff. The instructor turned to me with calm intensity and said, "Okay, when I say go, we run full speed straight off the cliff. No stopping, no slowing down. Trust the training, trust the equipment, but most importantly, don't hold back." And right there on that mountain, everything in me screamed no. My brain whispered, "Ease into it, be careful, maybe just walk first." But here's the brutal truth. If you hesitate, if you run halfway, you don't fly, you fall fast. There's a point of no return. Either you run like your life depends on it, which it kind of does, or you don't make it off the mountain at all. And isn't that just like life? So many people sprint towards their dreams only to slow down right at the edge. They get caught up between momentum and fear. They hold back just enough to miss the lift. This is the most dangerous place to be. Too far in to stop, not far enough to soar. But the moment you commit fully, the moment your feet leave solid ground with nothing but air and trust beneath it, something extraordinary happens. Lift. The wind catches, gravity shifts, and the same cliff that looked like a death sentence becomes a launch pad to flight. That feeling of soaring freedom is not fantasy. It's not magic. It's physics. The universe rewards full motion. So wherever you are in life, this is your cliff. This is your moment. You don't need more time. You need more trust. Run. Don't hold back, because that edge, it isn't the end. It's the beginning of everything. So why is it that start feels so impossible? You see, there's a difference between fear and anxiety. Fear, it's real. It's immediate. It's your body reacting to a present danger. Fear is when there's a lion in the room. It's your brain saying, move now or else. But anxiety is imagining the lion. It's acting like the danger's already there, when really, it's just a rustle in the bush.
What you fell over for?
It's vague, it's feature-based, and it's entirely in your head. Here's the catch. Physically and emotionally, signs of anxiety feels just like fear. The same sweaty palms, the same tight chest, the same pounding heart. So most people don't know the difference. They treat anxiety like a signal to stop, when reality is a signal to check your thoughts. And that's where transformation dies, because people don't stay stuck out of fear of failure. They stay stuck because of anxiety over what might happen if they actually succeed. Or they also may think, what if I get rejected? What if they judge me? What if I lose it all? What if I'm exposed? But here's the truth. None of that's happening. Not yet. Maybe not ever. And until it is, you're just running scared from shadows. I've been thinking about this, about how much internal resistance we face when we stand right on the edge of doing something new, something uncomfortable, something bold. Like the first time I ever went bungee jumping, it was breezier than expected. Literally, the wind was whipping past me, the platform swayed ever so slightly, and my heart was absolutely not on board with this plan. I looked down, big mistake, and everything in my body screamed, "This is a terrible idea. Oh my God, how did I get talked to being here?" My brain knew I was harnessed in, although I did question how securely I was fastened to the bungee cord. More on that in a different story. I thought, well, man, if this 60-year-old lady who just jumped before me can do it, why can't I? Though my legs were jelly, my stomach was on strike, and my mind was just racing with every possible worst case scenario. But then I jumped, and the craziest thing happened. The fear didn't follow me down. It stayed up there. It was stuck on the platform. In fact, the second I leapt, I felt weightless. I felt free. I couldn't stop laughing when I was bouncing up and down. It was so fun. And that's what gets me every single time. Whether it's the bungee jumping cord, the cold plunge, or the first multi-million dollar multifamily purchase, I know personally that starting before you're ready is one of the most powerful decisions you can ever make. When we started out our multifamily journey, we didn't walk in with all the answers. We walked in with anxiety. Our first deal, we were invited to be co-general partners. One of the responsibilities was to raise capital. Now, imagine this. We've never raised a single dime in our lives. No wealthy family, no Wall Street connection, just a tiny email list of people we met who had no reason to trust us with their hard-earned money. We were excited, but we were absolutely terrified. We had no track record. We had no experience, just heart and a sliver of faith. We could have said, you know what, let's just get ready first. We'll come back when we know what we're doing. But instead, we said the scariest words in the best possible way. Yes. And then we figured it out. We told potential investors the truth. We're new, but we're not doing this alone. Our team has done this before, and we're bringing that experience to this deal. Some people said, sure, I'll try. Other believe in us so much that they wrote six-figure checks. And then just 27 months later, we exited that deal with a 311% return for our investors. That single terrifying yes, it turned into more referrals, bigger checks, repeat investors. It changed our entire lives. And here's what we learned. If we waited until we felt ready, we would have missed the deal that made everything possible. Because here's the truth. Most people aren't stuck because they're unprepared. They're stuck because they're waiting. Waiting for the perfect time, waiting for the market to calm down, waiting for the fear to fade. We know people who've been waiting for 5 years, for 6 years. And while they wait, opportunities keep passing them by. The market has cooled, deals are discounted, now is the time. But they're still on the sidelines, watching instead of acting. We don't believe waiting moves you closer to your goals. Action does, not flawless actions, not perfectly timed action, just forward motion, messy, scared, and brave, because it's not about having it all figured out. It's about being bold enough to start anyway. So here are the steps to start before you're ready for building financial and time freedom fast, even if you feel unsure, unready, uncertain. Step one, know your cash flow and audit where it comes from. Let's be real, net worth sounds sexy. It looks great on paper. It makes you feel important at dinner parties. But here's the truth. You can't spend your equity unless you sell your lifestyle. Unless you're planning a downside into a tent, the value is trapped. What matters more than net worth? Cash flow. Because cash flow is the engine that funds your future. Why this matters? Wall Street loves when you obsess over net worth because it keeps you focused on assets you won't touch for 40 years. Meanwhile, they keep charging you fees today. But here's a deeper question. Where is your cash flow coming from? Is it coming from work, trading time for money, or is it coming from your money working, creating income while you sleep? That distinction changes everything. Because if every dollar you earn still relies on your labor, you haven't built a wealth system. You've built a treadmill. The real goal? To get your invested income, money working for you to cover 100% of your monthly expenses. That way, if you stop trading time for money, your lifestyle doesn't change. This isn't just financial stability, that's freedom. To get clarity, review your last 12 months of income. Label the source of each stream, earn, job, business, etc., or invested, real estate, dividends, passive gains. Review your expenses, fixed, variable, discretionary. Calculate your monthly surplus or shortfall, your investable margin. Here's a simple math example. You make $10,000 per month, $8,000 from your job, earn, $2,000 from your real estate, invested. You spent $7,500, that leaves you with $2,500 positive cash flow. But your real KPI, that $2,000 in passive income, is covering 27% of your lifestyle. Now the question becomes, how fast can I grow that number to 100%? You can create a simple spreadsheet to track this or download our free cash flow tracker and set your monthly financial KPI so you can stop guessing and start building financial independence on purpose. Step two, pay yourself first because you're not a tip jar. Most people have a reverse wealth strategy. Pay the mortgage, pay the credit cards, pay the subscriptions, pay the dog groomer, and if there's anything left over, maybe save. That's backwards. Why this matters? The system wants you to save last because you'll never actually invest. They know most people leave themselves for last and they profit from your delay. Here's the fix. Treat yourself like a non-negotiable bill. Transfer 10, 15, or even 5% as soon as your income hits. Here's another math example. If you earn $6,000 per month, pay yourself maybe $600. That's $7,200 per year. That's enough to start investing in some type of real estate, private credit, or your first fund deal. Step three, send your dollars to work, but give them better jobs in the right market. Every dollar you save is a potential employee, but not all jobs are created equal. Wall Street wants your dollars to work slowly. They sell you the fantasy of time. Just invest for 40 years and you might retire with a couple million. Translation, they want you to accept mediocre performance because it gives them permission to not perform. It's not about maximizing your returns. It's about minimizing your expectations. Here's what they don't emphasize in the compound interest formula. Your starting capital multiplied by 1 plus your interest rate raised to the power of time. Wall Street wants you to focus on time, the variable you have the least control over. Why? Because it shifts accountability off them and onto the clock. And if you don't have 40 years to wait, and let's be honest, would you rather have wealth at 80 or freedom at 50? Then you need to focus on the two variables that actually moves the needle. Number one, capital, what you start with and what you add over time. Number two, the rate of return, the quality of the job you give your money. Here's the uncomfortable truth. The public market is broken. Most companies don't even IPO anymore. They stay private. At least they stay private longer. The best returns now happen before a stock ever hits your brokerage account. And the market itself, it's like a casino in a suit. Volatile, emotional, and disconnected from reality. Just ask my acupuncturist. Her husband told her, thank God we're not retiring right now. Because if we had to retire today relying on our stock portfolio, we probably can't. That's why you need to invest in private market, where real wealth is built today. What is private market? It's where you invest directly into businesses, real estate, private credit, and assets that aren't trading on the public stock exchange. These aren't lottery tickets. They're negotiated deals with real contracts, real cash flows, and real control. Focus on the right variables. Capital, how much and how often you invest. Rate of return, the kind of job you assign your dollars, not just time, which Wall Street loves to overhype because it hides their underperformance. Smarter jobs for your dollars, private credit, 8 to 15% annual return, multifamily syndication, 15 to 20% projected annual return, real estate funds or private note, 10 to 18%, cash flow businesses, high returns with direct equity participation. Step four, stop earning like you're the asset. If your income depends entirely on your labor, you don't own the asset. You are the asset. And guess what? Assets wear out. Your boss won't tell you this. They want you stuck in the system, trading time, clocking in, funding their machine. But you weren't born to be a clog. You were built to create a system where your money does the heavy lifting. Here's the shift. Your job to fund your investments and your investments to fund your life. There you go. These are the steps to get started before you're ready. Sooner you take the first step, the sooner you'll find yourself gliding to the destination you once thought was far in the future, much earlier than you expected. I know buying your first multifamily property might feel daunting, especially when you've been told that debt is something you should avoid. But here's the truth. Good debt can actually be the key to building a long-lasting legacy.
We can't wait to begin this journey with you. Check us out at thekittysisters.com/podcast.